And now this is a dictation for Carol Flack, F-L-A-C-K, August 2343, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mrs. Flack, with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, renal artery stenosis, last visit in October, no hospital visit, chronic back pain, comes accompanied with daughter, today on a wheelchair, prior back surgery, unable to do further procedures, Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, very decreased mobility, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, weight, appetite is stable, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review, Coric, Lasix, Coric, Umex, Hydralazine, Nifedipine, presently off the Losartan and off the Aldacton. Next paragraph, no available weight as she was wheelchair bounded, blood pressure 150 over 50 left-sided. She is obese. There is evidence of exophthalmos, but no abnormalities on eye movements, no irritation of conjunctiva, normal speech, respiratory, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no abdominal tenderness, about 3 plus bilateral below the knee, edema, weakness, but no focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, in March, creatinine of 2, which still is considered her baseline for a GFR of 25, stage 4, normal sodium potassium elevated by carbonate of 37, a normal calcium, pro-BNP in the 300s, TSH normal, vitamin D 25 also normal at 85, normal glucose, previously normal phosphorus anemia 11.7, and normal albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, fluctuating over time, but for the most part, no true progression, no symptoms of uremia, and no indication for dialysis. No evidence of encephalopathy, pericarditis, hypertension, continuous salt fluid restriction, and present medications of ACE inhibitors and ARBs. Prior documented right-sided renal artery stenosis. No procedure has been done. Presently off the Aldacton. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, obesity, as much physical activity as tolerated, underlying history of COPD, chronic back pain, spinal stenosis prior surgery, high risk for any further procedures, sleep apnea, encourage sleep apnea machine, history of coronary artery disease, clinically stable, all questions answered from patient and doctor. End of dictation.